We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Senator Rand Paul coming up in just a half hour, and I just read something on Twitter that I was on a show yesterday, I guess, talking about what they did. I don't think this is from his book per se. What they did with gain of function. It is beyond horrible. It is beyond hard to believe how far they went to stretch that virus. And it had no impact on animals, he says. But guess what? It did on humans. He'll be here at 12:30. A lot to talk about with him, including two Republican congressmen, Turner and McCall, who are national security types, saying that too many people on our side, meaning the Republican side, are kind of Russian propaganda. As soon as we announced that Rand Paul was going to be our special guest to kick off speaker series with a bar this coming Thursday at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, they started on Twitter. It was overwhelming at times. Russians, Putin, will you play the Russian national anthem there? If Rand Paul requested, it might be some fun. There you go. Yes, that's what Bucks County will be taken over by Russians on Thursday night. Don't forget, tickets, 1210, WPHT.com. But I want to, I was all set to open up on the Dawn's Daily. I saw that in real time, and kudos to OutKick. You know, these people saying, well, why would you ask Coach Staley about men in female and women's sports? You should be asking her what she thinks about the pick and roll against Caitlin Clark, how they're going to guard that. It's the only chance, the only time you get to do that. He asked an appropriate question. She gave both the wrong answer and a nutso answer, among other things. Yet she's widely celebrated. And which she really, Dawn Staley is as competitive as any coach, any player I've ever seen. She really thinks it'd be a good idea to have her women play against men. The OutKick guy, Clay Travis Dan, says the winner of a state's boys title would beat Dawn Staley's team. Well, he may have sent the WNBA, and I think that's a reach. Do I think the winner of the California boys basketball title for the big schools or New York or something like that could beat Dawn Staley's team? Yes. Because several of her players who are very tough offensive rebounders, suddenly it would be laughable. I think they could get beaten by 20 points. And that's just a boys' high school team, not even an all-star team, let alone a college team or something else. We'll play all that. But I want to get to President Trump, and I have several cuts of him. Now, apparently, Kellyanne Conway even is for the 15-week national ban. If we get her on, I want to clarify that. And Trump, showing a lot of wisdom here, went completely away from that, even though I think Kellyanne Conway wrote a lot of this. He did a good job leading by talking about IVF and, of course, saying that Republicans are all for this. Then he pivoted it into how radical Democrats are. The thing that's making a lot of news is saying they're for execution. And then he went back to Ronald Reagan and talked about the three exceptions. But the main part here is he said, no national ban. This is a state's issue. Hallelujah. And I see at the poll I have up on Twitter, it's widely closing on 70% of people that agree with me. But you don't understand. This isn't just some, I made a statement on abortion today. Good, I agree with them. Let's move on. This is something that has to be refined, articulated again and again and again. Well, doesn't this put it to bed? No. What would you do if you were the Democrats? What else do you have to run on? Biden's caught big time with Israel and supporters of the party and states like Michigan, somewhat Pennsylvania, of the mob that want to get at Israel. You can't run on the economy, no matter how you try to spin it. They had Mayor Pete over the weekend on MSNBC saying he can walk his dog to the Capitol now due to Joe Biden. Just picture the transportation secretary and the dog walking to the Capitol. Oh, yeah. It's probably Dan living a half a block away across the street or something and running with it. It's probably a pit bull. All right. So Lindsey Graham, I sent that one to you, too, really.
Yeah, I have it for you. You have it? Okay. No, not yet. I have for you in about 30 seconds.
Lindsey Graham, of course, opens his big mouth. Why does anyone listen to this man? And start seeing that what Trump said today,
I didn't ask for this,
is going to play about as well as Dred Scott. Remember the Dred Scott decision to keep the peace over slavery. He's saying this abortion matter and where Trump went is the same thing. No, to me, this is the best of Trump.
It's all tweets, no audio.
Oh, it's all tweets, yeah. Dred Scott is what he called it. No, this is the best of Trump, and he may have even overridden Kellyanne Conway, who I saw in some reporting likes the 15-week national ban. No national bans. That's not consistent.
The state's rights only rationale today. Sorry. tried doing an impression. Didn't work.
I didn't ask for this.
All right. Yeah, stick with that. All right. Here's President Trump. Part one, IVF. Start with what you're for. And here's what he said.
Under my leadership, the Republican Party will always support the creation of strong, thriving and healthy American families. We want to make it easier for mothers and families to have babies, not harder. That includes supporting the availability of fertility treatments like IVF in every state in America. Like the overwhelming majority of Americans, including the vast majority of Republicans, conservatives, Christians, and pro-life Americans, I strongly support the availability of IVF for couples who are trying to have a precious baby. What could be more beautiful or better than that? Today, I'm pleased that the Alabama legislature has acted very quickly and passed legislation that preserves the availability of IVF in Alabama. They really did a great and fast job. The Republican Party should always be on the side of the miracle of life and the side of mothers, father, their beautiful babies, and that's what we are. IVF is an important part of that, and our great Republican Party will always be with you in your quest for the ultimate joy in life.
All right. Now, let me make a comment, Dan. People didn't like this way back when. You can't actively do it, but what Trump is doing here, and I'll play you the other cuts, he's tamping down the low voter propensity people, these women 18 to 24. Who they hear abortion, national ban, they want to vote around the clock. It's a Taylor Swift concert that we've talked about. Now, this happened in an election. Ed Rollins was the campaign manager for Christine Todd Whitman. And she won. And one of the allegations is they were doing negative stuff to try to tamp down the turnout on the other side. Well, that's what Trump is doing here. He's not going to win these voters. They're not going to go, oh, okay, he's not going to bother me on abortion. I'll vote for him. What you want is, and I'll be honest, there's nothing wrong with it. You don't want them to show up and vote. I don't either. I don't want anyone to show up and vote. Now, I'm not actively trying to stop them. Why can't we be honest, though? Do we want these young women to show up and vote? No. Oh, my God, the democracy. Stop it already. 80 million, 90 million people are going to vote. If something dissuades you from showing up to vote, you should not be voting anyhow. Here's cut two. Now, I don't know if Kellyanne Conway wrote this when Trump starts talking about Democrats wanting to execute babies. Here's what he said.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state.
All right, that's good stuff. You know, the execution stuff you could talk about. Does that distract? How much did they go back and forth over that? And then finally, he pivots to Ronald Reagan and the three exceptions. By the way, one silver lining out there. I read several things over the weekend that indicate in places where the three exceptions were prominent and people were pretty convinced that that would be part of it, then the pro-life movement is not getting swamped. The problem is when you have anybody talking about no exceptions or dancing around that, you know, it's like I still have these people on, Dan. We had Dave White on. Great guy. He ran for governor, too. Mastriano, no exceptions. I'm telling you, biblically, this is the 11th commandment. You will not win in Pennsylvania. Mark Houck, you're not going to win in Bucks County. I'm sorry. Are we supposed to lie to these people and continue to make them believe something that is not true?
Yeah. Yeah. When they hear no exceptions, Dom, a lot of women in the younger generation, what they hear is that my life is potentially going to be determined by the government. And I don't know if I want to have kids now because my life is essentially in the hands of the government.
And here is Trump reaffirming that, and he's right about Ronald Reagan. Now, what's the reaction of the pro-life groups? Well, that one, that Susan B. Anthony, which is, to me, publicly, they're going nuts. Where are they going to go, though? This is all about taking this issue away as much as you possibly can. And Trump today took a big step toward taking this away. And something Joe Biden can't take away on the other side, which is the border. He can't do that. He's not going to be able to do that. He doesn't want to do that. Here's part three of President Trump.
This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together.
All right, so I think all that is exactly on point. The execution part's a bit much, but this should play well. The point you're trying to get here is Trump's not all about this, whatever Lindsey Graham and these other people are saying. Now, Dan, I had people hitting me on Twitter. I don't know if anybody can explain this to me. They said that Trump has made it more difficult for Republicans in the state elections. In what universe? Well, what are you clinging to here? What is the insanity here with this?
Well, I think I agree with it to a degree. I mean, you're talking about local politicians in Florida now. Now it's on their shoulders to defend a six-week ban. That's,
oh, okay. but it's like,
I turn it back that way.
How many times did we say, look, this was cynical by Ron DeSantis, Dan? He went along with this because he wanted to win these people that are the outliers in Iowa.
I don't know if that's the angle that they were going down, but I could see it, you know, hurting some people that are radical
on
this.
Well, they deserve to be on this. I got it said. They deserve to be. That's not where America is. It is about winning here. All right, 855-839-1210. What? All right. This is here's Scarborough here.
Yeah, they're already framing it.
Well, they're going to try to do this, but you know what? the average person out there, Dan, I don't think they believe Trump wants to come and put all these abortion bans on them. They know Trump. He wants to take credit for having the three justices that helped take apart Roe v. Wade. But he doesn't want to come and do what Lindsey Graham and these other nuts. Can't we do something with Lindsey Graham? Can't they tell them, hey, internally, you're dead politically if you don't shut up.
I didn't ask for this.
You just have to shut up on this. Here's Morning Joe and Mika. And Dan, I hear in their voices, they're troubled. You know why? They know that Trump has snatched away what they were counting on. Here's what they said.
Yeah, Mika, what he just said, I'm really surprised. I thought he'd try to weasel out of it a little bit more than he did. What he just said was he supports, like, Florida's six-week ban.
Yep.
Six-week ban. Ban before women.
Insane.
Before women know whether they're pregnant or not.
Dangerous.
And bans like Wisconsin had, you know, those that 1849 was total ban. I'm not sure if it's still in effect now, but there are, again, crazy, extreme laws that have been passed that Donald Trump just said he supports and he salutes and said, I'm responsible for that.
Yeah, he's proud of it, and Democrats should drive that message home, because for women, this is a matter of life and death and the men who love them. I mean, these laws, depending on how they differ in different states, just muddle the medical journey that is already a nightmare for women when they're on it, when they have a pregnancy that has complications, or they have questions, or they have a situation that is dire. They're left with the choice of being sterilized, bleeding out, or giving birth to a baby that won't live more than a matter of minutes, and going through the emotional trauma, let alone being sterilized by that. You can thank Donald Trump for that. And Democrats need to make sure that they understand that they got to get the message out across the country, especially to Republican women. And
that dog will not hunt, to quote Joe Scarborough. There's no way. Of course they're going to spin it that way. Of course they're not going to say, oh, this guy once again. Look, there is no easy win for Republicans on this, just like it's even harder for Joe Biden on the border. What is he going to say about that? There is no answer. What is he going to do? I don't see anything he can do at this point, given all the forces around that. All right, phone lines. Are you happy with this? 855-839-1210. Are you a realist? You get it's about winning here. And winning on abortion, ultimately, is about hearts and minds over the course of time. It is not just you're going to swoop in, change something, and then every state, every person in the country is going to be under that. That should be pretty obvious. Side question today. With the impending solar eclipse, the earthquake,
I
was over at Channel 6 on Friday, we're going to have 2 days.
Oh, you were over at Channel 6 when that happened?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was driving there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The earthquake, when
you
drive,
I thought
you
got like a behind-the-scenes look at the newsroom as shaking around.
There was a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah?
Yeah, for the taping of the show. So I was going to do Signs of the Apocalypse today, because people immediately saying, eclipse, earthquake. But I'll hold that to tomorrow. I love that. When
That's
we did it once,
topic.
3 years ago. But we also like songs that have weather in the title, or the song is about weather. I'm going to take off the board one of my all-time favorite songs. And some of it is because I love to hear Johnny Legend and people like that not be able to sing it.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, it's cold outside.
They're thinking Christmas, huh? I like that.
Well, it's just the whole idea. The what is it in there? The peach daiquiri or whatever it is? It's
The music's really good. Most John Legend stuff is, but the peach.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. The original, though, is what I'm taking off the board. All right, Dan, how about yours?
You heard it for a second there before I switched over to this song, but I'll go back to that. How about Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin, one of my favorite all-time songs. I just love their riff. I love the voices. It's a fantastic song, Fool in the Rain. Let's take that one off the board. Going to leave some really big ones out there.
Got tons of them. We'll have to take more off.
One being that there was one that Trump actually likes to spin. DJ Trump at his Mar-a-Lago events. We talked about it last week, and I was surprised to hear that this track was on his playlist. Should I take it off the board?
Yeah, go right ahead.
November Rain. November Rain by Guns N' Roses. They did not think he was a big Slash fan. Donald Trump.
He likes having that iPad playing the tunes. Okay. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up, Rand Paul at 1230. I'll play you Republican Congressman Turner yesterday. He and McCall, both Republicans, say, yeah, a lot of Russian propaganda on Fox and also in the Republican Party. And I'm going to ask Rand Paul about that as soon as his name went up for Speaker Series. They started coming out, the trolls. How many Russians will be there? Can we get Russian translations of it? Of course, we're providing for everybody. Get your tickets for this Thursday. Going to be a spectacular night.
Tom, also, I want to put it out there. We want to take questions from the listeners, from the audience.
Yeah, hashtag.
Or if you're sending out tweets, please tweet us. Tweet us at DomShow1210 with the hashtag 1210RandPaul with your question that you'd like to hear Dom ask at this great event on Thursday.
Have to be in by Wednesday.
Yes.
I'm not sure what time of Wednesday. So get them in now. Your questions for Rand Paul.
Hashtag 1210RandPaul.
We will ask a ton of them. There's a lot of participation through the audience through this manner. Tickets, though, 1210WPHT.com, 1210WPHT.com. At the end of your call, that song with weather in the title or about weather, all that straight ahead.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
That was going to be my second choice. All-time greats with the eclipse and earthquake. I love that. No, it's unbelievable. strange choice. We're looking for a song with weather in the title, weather throughout the song. Tomorrow, Signs of the Apocalypse. Jimmy Matthews already weighing in.
Yeah, already
I start saying former President Trump. That would be a sign of the apocalypse.
That's a great answer.
Ro weighing in yesterday when I told her, you will take me out dancing for at least 2 hours. That's a sign the apocalypse is going to happen in the next 5 seconds. You don't even have time to say a prayer or get ready.
What was the last time you took her out dancing, Dom?
Let me look up never.
Did you guys take a dancing class together?
No, we never did that. Stop egging that on. That would be excruciating.
There's talks about it, though.
I know. That would be excruciating for the dance instructor, too. My God. I could just see it. Oh, we'll show you. You know, I need the mats down with the... I need to make it like a basketball footlet. A Euro step, something like that. You know. And Ro likes to lead. That's another thing.
Now you're driving with your left foot, though. I feel like that would make you a better dancer.
Yeah, probably.
Dexterity.
She likes to sway too much. There's a lot of sway.
Oh, blame it on the wife.
No, I'm telling you what her... She's a great dancer, but those are the two things that I notice. Okay. Here is Mike Turner. He's on the Intelligence Committee. I'm going to ask Rand Paul about this in just a couple minutes. Here's Turner with Jake Tapper on Someday. Wants to know if primetime shows on conservative channels, hint Fox, and by implication the Republican Party, are they Russian propaganda? Here's what Turner said.
Let's turn to Ukraine, an issue that's important to you and your fellow Republican chairman, Michael McCall, who runs the Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman McCall made a comment this week about what he says sounds like Russian propaganda from some conservative media. And why it's so difficult to explain to Republican voters why supporting Ukraine is important. He told Julia Yaffe, quote, I think Russian propaganda has made its way into the United States, unfortunately, and it's infected a good chunk of my party's base. He singled out primetime shows on conservative channels. Do you agree with him? And how big is this problem?
No, it is absolutely true. We see directly coming from Russia attempts to mask communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia messages, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. I mean, there are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which, of course, it is not. Vladimir Putin having made it very clear, both publicly and to his own population, that his view is that this is a conflict of a much broader claim of Russia to Eastern Europe, and including claiming all of Ukraine territory as Russia's. Now, to the extent that this propaganda takes hold, it makes it more difficult for us to really see this as an authoritarian versus democracy battle, which is what it is. President Xi of China, Vladimir Putin himself, have identified it as such. We need to stand up for democracy. We need to make certain that we know that authoritarian regimes never stop when they start an aggression. Ukraine needs our help and assistance now, and this is a very critical time for the U.S. Congress to step up and provide that aid.
All right, this attitude, as soon as we announce Rand Paul, they start, because of his opposition to a lot of this with Ukraine, he's a Russian stooge, Russian propaganda. He'll be here in about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll ask him about that. We'll preview Thursday night, including his favorite drink. Remember, if you have questions, we'd love to get them at hashtag 1210 Rand Paul. We'll read some a little bit later. And again, tickets at 1210WPHT.com. Welcome in, Dom Time, one of our favorite guests, of course, over the years, Senator Rand Paul. And just this morning, I saw something, I believe, from his book when he talked about one of the coolest things he discovered about COVID-19 is... Let's ask him about that. Senator Rand Paul, our guest this Thursday. Senator, welcome back.
Dom.
Hi.
I would say maybe not the coolest thing we discovered, but maybe the most worrying thing we discovered is that throughout our government, dozens and dozens of people knew that this research was going on in China. When the virus came out, they knew that the Chinese had specifically been requesting money to do this type of research. And not one of them came forward. The only reason we found out about this is from a whistleblower, a gentleman who's actually a Marine and who told his superior officers and then also told an inspector general and reported this. But nobody voluntarily came forward. Dozens and dozens of scientists knew the Chinese were doing this, all the way up to Anthony Fauci, and nobody came forward and divulged that this was going on.
Yeah, I think this is a recent interview, or at least I saw it on Twitter just this morning, Senator. You talked about they borrowed an Oracle supercomputer. A scientist from Australia wanted to see which animal the virus would attach best to. It didn't attach, but it attached very well to humans. What do you attribute it to now doing all this research? And again, you have a medical background going through this. Is it just Fauci or is it the arrogance of the scientists? Maybe I've seen too many scientific movies where they think they're going to do whatever they want.
Well, the thing we know about animal viruses, and this is the thing that's lucky for humans, animal viruses infect animals better than humans, and that just makes sense. So when a virus leaps over into the human world, as it does on occasion, it can sometimes be very deadly, like the avian flu, you know, when they kill all those millions of chickens in China and sometimes in our country. It infects the chickens very, very well. It just goes from chicken to chicken. It rarely infects humans, but then it has a 50% mortality. So when the Oracle supercomputer looked at this, they expected that it would help them to discover which animal it came from. But instead, the Oracle supercomputer discovered that this virus, COVID-19, was already adapted for humans, but not for animals. The only way that occurs is if it was pre-adapted in a lab. And so the scientists who do this, if they were on the phone, if Anthony Fauci would dare to come on your program, he would probably say, well, we want to create vaccines. But the truth of the matter is they've never created a vaccine in advance. They've never been able to predict by creating viruses what nature is going to predict. Nature is random. So there are millions and millions of possible viruses that could emerge from animals. But we never know about it until they actually cross over into humans. And I think we should be vigilant and be prepared for treatments and try to develop vaccines when they cross over. But I don't think we should be creating viruses to try to see what might happen if we create this virus. Because, see, this is the kind of stuff they're doing with Ebola. Ebola is transmitted like AIDS through bodily fluids. So it's very deadly, but not as contagious as if it were transmitted through the air. There are scientists who want to actually mutate on purpose Ebola to make it aerosolized to see what happens when it spreads through the air. That is the death wish for humanity.
Goodness. Yeah. So thank God that you were able to unearth this. And on Thursday night, I really want to drill down. And, you know, I've watched all the highlights of this and most of the testimony. Your thought process when you're in the ring with someone like Dr. Fauci. Couple of other developments. This morning, I saw that the CDC said they had a coding error. They have downplayed now 24% of the claimed deaths of children. And I think about another 60 or 70,000 of adults that were going on here. What's the sense? Is this just an honest attempt by the government to be rigorous or something else going on?
These were deaths attributed to COVID?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the main thing you don't want to do if you're trying to scientifically track a disease is you don't want to reward doctors for putting a certain diagnosis down. And so there was a financial reward given to doctors and hospitals for putting COVID in the diagnosis. And then what the CDC did in a sloppy fashion is if you listed five different reasons why people died, they counted COVID mm-hmm. as the main one, and they overstated it. So there actually was a person who I think was decapitated in a motorcycle accident, but also tested positive for COVID, and that was put down as, you know, a COVID-related death. And that's the kind of craziness. And then some people tried to say, oh, well, there are no deaths, and I'm not in that camp either. Obviously, people did die from COVID, but there are also a lot of people who died with. If you're looking at children, they've now looked at the statistics in a serious way in places like Germany. I think no healthy child died. Not one. Zero. Zero children who were healthy died. And this is where CNN will tell the big lie every time. CNN would put a tragic case of a 19 or a 20-year-old on there, but they try not to show you that they were getting chemotherapy or they had another diagnosis or they were very ill already. They tried to make it seem as if, oh, children are dying everywhere. And still to this day, if you poll Democrats think the death rate was like 20%. And they think that almost all the people were unvaccinated, both of which were untrue. Turns out the death rate was about 0.3%. So that's about a third of 1% if you put everybody together. But if you separate it out by age, it's about 1,000 times more deadly over age 75 than it is under age 25. And they never were honest with this, and they still aren't to this day. We've got the doctor in the Senate still wanting 15-year-old pages to have three vaccines, which I think is obscene. And actually, at that age group, I think the vaccine is actually more dangerous than the disease for teenagers.
It's amazing what you've been able to put together. It's a real testament here of how you and Fauci came together. But one of the other things, Senator, we have, Speaker Series now has added a fancy bar to this. So there's a lot of talk. Is Senator Rand Paul, given the Kentucky roots, a bourbon drinker, or is it something else?
Well, you know, you can't be from Kentucky and not like bourbon. The only thing you're not allowed to divulge is which is your favorite bourbon, because then you make all the other distillers mad at you. So we'll just have to say this Kentucky senator is in favor of all of the bourbons made in Kentucky, because, you know, if it's not made in Kentucky, you're not allowed to call it bourbon.
Ooh, oh, really? Well put. Well, we hear several bottles have been offered, and you and I may have to take a shot or two of these. So it is bourbon, though. Is there a secondary drink?
It's bourbon, and then it's another form of bourbon after that. Now there are so many good bourbons, and it's an amazing thing. Who would have ever thought, you know, 30 years ago, people started going to Napa and Sonoma to taste all the different wines. About 8 or 10 years ago, they started coming to Kentucky to taste the different bourbons.
I didn't know that.
To visit the distilleries. So we have a bourbon trail that brings millions of dollars of tourist business to Kentucky. People come for the races, for the horses, and then they want to do something else. They usually will come, and then they'll visit a distillery as well.
How potent. I'm not a bourbon drinker, but I'm going this way for this event.
So, well, for you, Senator.
Hey, how potent. Yeah, you have an advantage here. How potent is bourbon as a drink, would you say?
Well, you can go, you know, to any different proof, and people have their preferences. So, you know, a common proof of like an Old Forester might be 86 proof, and a lot of people like that. Some people will go all the way up to like 120 and 140 proof. That's really strong, and then the alcohol, I think, dominates the bourbon flavor. Some, like myself, like the bourbon with a little bit of vermouth, and that's a Manhattan. And actually, the sweetness of the liqueur of vermouth, which is kind of like a sweet red wine mixed with a bourbon, actually blunts the alcohol taste a little bit, and it's a milder sort of drink.
So my producer says if we hand a Kentuckian a scotch, that's big trouble.
You get it handed right back to you.
One other area, too. As soon as we announced you'd be coming here for Speaker Series with your book, Deception, we had the trolls around one theme. Are you going to play the Russian national anthem for me and for you because of the issue around Ukraine? We played over the weekend Mike Turner, who I know a little bit, and he was on with Jake Tapper, Senator, and they started talking about propaganda in his own party that was Russian propaganda.
And there was a reference to?
Well, to the Republican Party and in general.
Not to a specific person.
No, not to you.
I would say that the people who want to play the Russian national anthem need to realize that what I'm in favor of is the American national anthem. You know, I'm not going to go out and play the Ukrainian national anthem nor the Russian national anthem. My sympathies are with Ukraine. I hope they win. I hope they fight off the aggression. But, you know, my oath of office is to my country. And my country's, $34 trillion in debt. And all the money that McConnell and the neocons and all these people want to send to Ukraine is all borrowed. It's borrowed against our grandchildren's future. It's going to one day destroy this country from within. I don't think we're ever going to be defeated from an invasion from without, but we're going to be destroyed from within from the rot and ruin that happens when you destroy a currency by borrowing so much money. So I don't know. I'm not apologetic at all. I don't apologize to any of these people. And when this came forward, I told the people of America exactly what I thought, and that I thought the bill was Ukraine first, America last, and that if they wanted to put a picture on their crazy bill, they should have put that migrant that was in New York that had assaulted a policeman that came out flipping the bird in both fingers. That's what they should have put on the bill, because it was giving the middle finger to America. And that's who these people are. They care about another country more than ours, and I care about our country first.
Parting question. I almost never differ with you, and a little bit of nuance here and there, but almost never. I mean, I trust what you've been able to do so far. But TikTok, I see real issues with this. You see us acting like communist China if we divert to American businesses?
Well, there are two problems with taking over or banning TikTok. The first is the First Amendment. 170 million Americans use the platform, and you can't take away their right to express themselves on that platform without violating their First Amendment rights. Apple is a store that distributes applications, and if you tell them they can't put the TikTok app in their store, you're going to be infringing on their First Amendment rights. But then also, even maybe more important, or as important as the First Amendment, is the Fifth Amendment. You can't take someone's property without convicting them of a crime. So everybody says, oh, TikTok, you know, they're subject to the Chinese Communist Party and they could take the information. Most of the time it's a conjecture that they could take our information, or that they might. Some people say they have, but most people say they might. But the company's owned 60% by international investors, including Americans. The employees, 7,000 of the employees are Americans. They own a percentage of the company as well. You can't take their property without convicting TikTok of a crime. If so, we have a real problem. And I've mentioned to people, and they're not really quite getting this in the tech world. So Apple is in China, and I've criticized them. People have criticized them for having all their data on Chinese servers for Chinese folks that have the iPhone. But it's not illegal, and they've made this compromise with the Chinese government. The way the current bill is written is it says that we could ban any company that is under the influence or the control of a foreign adversary. Well, the fact that Apple submits to the communist government and puts all the data from the Chinese iPhones on government-owned servers over there, does that make Apple a company that could be taken next? Nature magazine publishes different medical journals, and they were once an esteemed and large medical journal producer. They have censored all of their information that goes into China at the will of the Chinese government. Does that mean they're under the influence of the Chinese government and that the American taxpayer could ban them or take their company too? See, I think you can object to things, and you can object to what people do, but taking someone's property, you just shouldn't be allowed to do that without a trial and a conviction.
Senator, it's going to be fascinating. Thank you. Commendations again on a great book, and we'll have much more time to talk on Thursday night.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dom.
All right, Senator Rand Paul here. All right, Dan, write all those down. I was taking mental notes as he was saying them. You see what you're up against. This guy doesn't let up on the TikTok thing. I'm still on the TikTok side. Dan, you look like you're shaking in there. Look like you're waving. Is that a hanky you have up?
If there's one person that intimidates me from an intellectual perspective,
yeah, well,
it's
true,
Rand
yes.
Paul. You
know? I know.
Like,
yeah, it's not.
It's like outrunning a bear. You know?
Well, I know I can do that, so that's a sign.
Well, question on Twitter. I don't mean to take you off topic, but youtube.com/@1210WPHD, we are always live there. Got a question from Mangle, whether or not you think you can outrun a pit bull.
No, I don't. Well, I don't know how fast, if they're the fastest dog or not. No.
I mean, to bring it back to Rand Paul, if you want to talk about a pit bull when it comes to debating, I think Rand Paul is a person that you want in the ring for your team.
All right. I'm not going to stand.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of nervous, too.
I'm not going to stand for this. Just because this guy's brilliant, he does this all day long, and he has all kinds of research assistants.
Call me a sellout if you want, I guess.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Look at. I could just see them waving the white flag. A little bit of dazzle.
TikTok's fantastic, Don. We love it.
Yeah, a little bit of dazzle for Rand Paul, and suddenly we crumple here. That's not the way we should be. All right.
I mean, still got your back.
This is a big challenge. It's like throwing to Murderer's Row, you know, and you got a sore arm that day. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Can I also get it out there again, Dom?
Yeah. Yes.
We're taking questions from the audience, not only those who are buying tickets, but from our listeners. So go to Twitter and send your questions at 1210 Rand Paul. I'm sorry, no, hashtag 1210 Rand Paul. Send your question with that hashtag 1210 Rand Paul. We'll be able to glom it off of the social medias and ask Mr. Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, on Thursday. Just maybe not send it on TikTok. Why don't you go over to another social?
Yeah. We'll read some of them maybe in the 1 o'clock hour. Just want to see where people are going.
Got one already.
Yes.
Whether Rand Paul would consider being Trump's vice president.
It's on the agenda, certainly. Yeah, I wanted to get the flavor of this COVID stuff. It was brilliant stuff that he's gotten here. And I can tell, usually he's not like this, but he's got personal antagonism with Dr. Fauci, which is always good. I agree with all that type of stuff. You know, people, it's not personal. It's everything's personal. Stop saying that. All right, coming up,
sorry,
your calls, yes.
Don't mean to interrupt, but Joan has a comment for you, Dom. Joan Cullen on Twitter says,
yes,
Dom, even if you're not a bourbon drinker yet, you should go visit the senator in his home state. She visited the Bourbon Trail a couple of years ago and endorses what Rand said. It was the first time in Kentucky. Absolutely beautiful. The husband said, the sky is a different blue out there. So pretty.
Oh, my goodness. But how much bourbon can you drink? See, when you do these wine things, you can drink quite a bit of wine, at least I feel I can, before... You know,
well,
can't drink it.
You know, you pour a nice glass of bourbon on the rocks.
Yeah.
And you just sip
that's
on
about
it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, maybe just three glasses before you get on stage.
No, I don't know about three. Roe has set the over and under at two here. Better be a lot of rocks in there. All right, tickets. 1210WPHT.com. Rand Paul has a ton more, particularly on COVID, the inside this. I mean, look at the CDC today, knocking the numbers way down. I have a folder that is just bursting at the seams of just plucking stuff that's just within the last couple months because it's the anniversary. And finally, we're taking a look at all the harm that was done. Rutgers. Rutgers and Johns Hopkins just ended early April their COVID vaccine mandates. And masking requirements. I mean, it's hard to believe. Just a few days ago, Johns Hopkins. All right, get in at 855-839-1210. That's the way to do it. I'm thrilled that you'll have a chance, and we'll have all these questions lined up. So whatever you're thinking, we will bring them. But, Rand Paul is VP. Not sure what he brings Trump in that other than a brilliant guy with great libertarian instincts. You know, I don't know if some of the others might bring a little bit more. That would be quite a ticket. Picture Rand Paul debating Kamala Harris. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Dan, I can see them saying, that's it. No mas. They come running, throwing towels into the ring. Stop the bleeding.
I wonder if Kamala still thinks there's only brackets since 2020.
Yeah, Venn diagrams would be the first question I'd asked about. Stay away. I'm just reading this from so-called bikini solar eclipse glasses. That ought to be a thing to you. They're apparently not so good. Recalled glasses were sold on Amazon and in stores, so-called bikini eclipse glasses.
I just want to put it out there, too, a PSA. I was reading from NASA, actually. Your iPhones, your Samsung Galaxies, whatever your phones are, if you try to directly record the eclipse, unless it's full coverage, and I don't even suggest bringing out your phone to take a picture then, but if any of the rays from the sun hit your phone sensor, it can damage and essentially disable your camera on your phone. So better to not take videos or pictures of the thing because it will affect and damage your phone.
Okay, coming up, big 1 o'clock hour at 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question. Also, I'll play you this guy from Outkick. It's a more conservative sports outlet. Did get Dawn Staley to say what I think are outrageous things. Why would a woman who no one can touch in female sports? Staley's among the top four right now. I'll give you some of the others, I think. Why would they say, sure, if you say you're a woman, you can play against me? Why would they do that? Do they really believe it? I think they might. That's the propaganda that's going on here. And should Caitlin Clark, Dan, be put on the Olympic team? This would be the men's Olympic team they're talking about. I'm a little bit up in the air on that to further grow the women's game. I'll tell you why in a big 1 o'clock hour here.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. On Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.